Anything else that's come out in the breast cancer overviews that maybe hasn't made into publication for the average physician in practice to know about that you might want to comment on?
Well, the trouble is that chemotherapy hasn't been evaluated in older women. The little amount of data there is also suggests that if you give chemotherapy to older women, then you've got to be very careful not to overdose them and actually cause toxic death while giving the chemotherapy. But given that chemotherapy is of value among women under the age of 70, I think it would be better if we had better evidence on what happens among women round about the age of 70 or even somewhat older. If one gave chemotherapy but gave it carefully, you know, really not actually causing toxic deaths, would you actually do any good in terms of delaying recurrence, in terms of delaying death from the disease? You know, even if you're 75, you might have, you know, another 15 or more years of life expectancy. I mean, would there be any material benefits? And it's just a question that hasn't been answered. So many of the chemotherapy trials just had a cutoff at 70. And as a result, we don't have good evidence as to whether chemotherapy is useful, harmful, or neutral in women over the age of 70.
For practical purposes, what a lot of physicians in practice do, therefore, is use models like Peter Rabdin's adjuvant model, where they take tumor characteristics, the patient's age, general physical condition, put it into a formula, pick your relative risk reduction, and come up with a number. Have you played around with those models?
No, but all I'll say is we don't have a relative risk reduction for women over the age of 70.
Well, there are assumptions, and they'll make the assumption it's going to be the same as under. I mean, you know, you do the best you can to try to make a decision for a patient.
Well, there is a trend towards a feebler risk reduction as women get older. As you go from, say, under 50, women in their 50s, women in their 60s, then the effects of chemotherapy seem to be less extreme for women in their 60s than for women in their 50s, less extreme for women in their 50s than for women in their 40s. And it might be that for women in their 70s that, A, even if you gave it successfully, it wouldn't have such an effect, and B, that giving chemotherapy might actually put them at risk of toxic death. So it's possible that you wouldn't have benefit, but it really isn't a question that's been properly answered, unfortunately. And there's a lot of women in their 70s who could tolerate chemotherapy if it were of demonstrated value. It's just a pity we don't have good evidence one way or another. Now that we've got more experience of using these regimens, I think it would be good to get some really large-scale randomized evidence as to what it can offer to otherwise healthy women, say, in their late 60s, early 70s, or even late 70s. It's a question that hasn't been adequately answered.